With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. As COVID-19 cases continue to trend upward in Montana, state health officials say they're concerned that outbreaks could further stress the state's already thin healthcare system. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Montana lead epidemiologist Stacy Anderson says the recent increase in COVID-19 cases is connected to schools reopening, social gatherings, and clusters among populations in close quarters like long-term care homes and correctional facilities. Anderson says state data show there's been a 90% spike in positive cases among school-aged individuals over the last 2 weeks.
You know, I think we all know that when schools opened, we expected to see some cases associated with that activity.
Anderson says new cases among 20 and 30-year-olds have also spiked, largely linked to social gatherings and bars. The number of deaths in the state due to COVID-19 recently exceeded 160, according to State Chief Medical Officer Gregory Holzman, who says that makes COVID-19 one of the top 10 causes of death in Montana above vehicle fatalities. Holzman stresses the public should follow safety protocols, like staying 6 feet away from other people, wearing a mask, and washing their hands.
We need to do it all for each other. Otherwise, I'm concerned we might see some of the outbreaks and the stresses on the hospitals that we've seen in Texas, Florida, and many other states around us.
State health officials say six counties made up 75% of recent COVID-19 cases, including rural Rosebud, Roosevelt, and Deer Lodge counties, and the more populated Flathead, Missoula, and Yellowstone counties. John Hopkins Center for Health Security senior scholar Amish Adalja says access to critical care physicians and equipment is a particular concern in rural areas.
So we do worry in this next phase of the pandemic that rural areas that don't have resources could get inundated and have the virus have an outsized impact because it sort of will synergize with some of the lack of healthcare resources.
Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Attorneys for President Donald Trump's campaign and the national and state GOP argued in federal court Tuesday against Montana Governor Steve Bullock's directive allowing for all mail ballot voting this November. They made their case in U.S. District Court in Missoula for why they believe the directive should be blocked. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The plaintiffs' attorneys argued that Bullock's emergency directive allowing counties to opt in to run the general election by all-mail ballot voting amid the COVID-19 pandemic is an overreach of power, among other claims. The attorneys argued that only the state legislature has the power to make changes in how elections are run. Attorneys defending Bullock's directive said he does have the authority under a Montana law that says the governor can make regulatory changes to how the state conducts business during an emergency. Montana is under a state of emergency due to COVID-19. The plaintiffs also argued that all-mail ballot voting would lead to fraud, although they said that they don't have evidence of elections fraud occurring in Montana in the past. Trump's campaign has brought similar lawsuits in several other states. A federal judge in Nevada dismissed the campaign suit there Monday. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen did not issue a ruling Tuesday, but said he would as soon as possible. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's chief medical officer says the state is seeing a remarkable increase in COVID-19 cases. Over the past week, the state has averaged just over 200 cases per day and has a total of at least 10,700 confirmed cases of the respiratory virus. Health officials attribute the increased cases to schools reopening, Labor Day gatherings, and increasing spread in congregate living settings, such as nursing homes and jails. The U.S. House yesterday passed Savannah's Act, a policy that would require the Department of Justice to create new protocols to address missing or murdered Native Americans. The policy requires law enforcement to receive training on how to record tribal enrollment for victims in federal databases and requires the Justice Department to report statistics on missing or murdered Native Americans. The bill is named after a woman who went missing in 2017, whose body was found in a North Dakota river. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte backed the bill in the House and said its passage, quote, brings us one step closer to ending this epidemic by upgrading data and providing communication among law enforcement, unquote. Savannah's Act was also supported by U.S. Senators Steve Daines and John Tester, who both sit on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. The bill now heads to President Donald Trump's desk. A ranger in Yellowstone National Park detected a new fire yesterday in the Heart Lake area. Yellowstone officials say the Hancock Fire in the southeast corner of the park is smaller than an acre and has low potential to spread. Staff will continue to monitor the fire, which they say was likely caused by lightning. Campsites and trails in the area remain open at this time. Over the last month, more than $2 million has poured into the campaigns of Democrat Mike Cooney and Republican Greg Gianforte in the race for Montana's governor's seat. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
Cooney raised more than $670,000 during the last 30-day reporting period, more than double that of Gianforte. Gianforte raised about $334,000 during the same time period from donors, but his total campaign war chest is more than double that of Cooney's over the course of the election cycle. During the last month, Gianforte loaned himself another $1 million to boost his campaign efforts. This cycle, Gianforte has raised more than $6 million total, including $3.5 million in loans to his campaign. Travis Hall, spokesperson for the Gianforte campaign, said in an emailed statement that, quote, Greg's message and vision continue to resonate with Montanans who have provided record-breaking support to his campaign, unquote. Cooney has raised about $2.5 million total. The Cooney campaign said in a news release that this fundraising period brought a, quote, dominant showing of support from Montanans, unquote, for the lieutenant governor. Gianforte has about $260,000 in the bank with less than 50 days until Election Day. Cooney has about $455,000 in cash on hand. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.